CNN is a satanic, pedophile cult of royal lodges full of war criminals and murderers, so this was about time someone did this.
SpaceX CEO Elon Musk has recently confirmed a report that last year Musk blocked access to his Starlink satellite network in Crimea. Should there be repercussions for that?
Not at all, Jake. Elon Musk saved the world from a bigger war by refusing to accept Zelensky's demands.
Really? None of this concerns you?
Not at all, and I think you should be happy about it too, but you're not because you work for CNN, and CNN is a warmonger who profits more as the war escalates. So, f*** you, Jake.
Trump versus Clinton was the fight between the representatives of the two of the world's supranational power structures, the Rothschilds behind Trump against the Rockefellers behind the Clinton. That said, neither the Rockefeller family nor the Rothschild family represent true power above them, you know, above the Rockefellers and the Rothschilds. We have the Astors, the Lodges, the Flemings, the Grosvenors, the Mathesons, the Keswicks, whose fortunes are measured and counted in trillions of dollars.
So basically, I believe that the government, or the really the power players behind the government, actuaried out a scenario of what would happen if Clinton got elected versus what would happen if Trump got elected. And they saw that it was actually to their benefit to withhold Hillary Clinton getting into office, which a lot of people thought was a given, and to allow Trump to take the presidency because of how balkanized and polarized he would be able to sway the political left into a total extremist position, often of socialism or communism, outright communism, which is what you're hearing people actually ask for in the United States because of Trump being the president. And they also saw how much support there would be for the United States swinging to that political left by other countries in the world, especially countries in the European Union. Okay? They actuaried all of that out, and that's why they allowed Trump to take the presidency, because they knew through his very brash demeanor, okay, that he was going to actually balkanize the political left, so when the pendulum swings back to the left in the next election, it's going to swing extremely hard in that direction. And you're already seeing, we're already seeing here in the United States the beginnings of that. I'm telling you, people here in this city and almost all the very populated centers where all of their social engineer, mind control universities are actually calling for outright socialism and communism in America.
You only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti. You only be able to fight them in the third dimension on the street with graffiti. To fight them 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 with graffiti.